In Northwest News on KNKX, we have some news about the 2017 election in Seattle. And yes, we know we just got through the last election, but soon Seattle voters will see something new in their mailbox. 88.5 Simone Alisea explains how so-called democracy vouchers will work.
In 2015, voters approved a new property tax that will pay for each registered voter and other eligible Seattleites to receive four $25 vouchers to give to local campaigns. For 2017, they can be used for the at-large city council position races and the city attorney's race. Wayne Burnett is the executive director of the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission, which oversees the voucher program. And he's gotten a lot of questions, like, what happens if you lose them?
Call us, email us, stop by our office.
Can you give them to someone else?
No, your vouchers are assigned to you for your use only.
And what happens to your money if you don't use them?
The money that is not used in this election cycle will roll over into the 2019 election cycle.
Voters approved a 10-year levy. That means for the next decade, people pay into this pot that the vouchers draw money from. The idea is that the vouchers people don't use will help keep the pot full. So if there's a race in the future where a lot of candidates opt into the public financing program, then everyone who wants to donate should be able to. As for what happens to any surplus after the levy expires, Barnett says that'll be up to the city council in 10 years. The Democracy Voucher Program is the first of its kind in the country. Peter McCollum was the campaign manager for Initiative 1464, a similar statewide initiative that failed this year. He says people who are interested in campaign finance reform will be looking to Seattle, specifically at how many candidates are opting into the program.
How many people use their vouchers is the second big number, but in order for people to use their vouchers, there have to be candidates who have opted in.
At least one person who may run for city council has submitted papers to participate in the program. Registered voters will begin receiving the vouchers on January 3rd. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.